Hank FM, KB and Marley, back after a weekend. Hope you had a great one, too. Great night, Johnny Lee, there on the Stagecoach Ballroom stage.
Yeah, I think Johnny Wayne was there.
There you go, Johnny and Johnny.
Johnny and Johnny.
There you go. It's a new afternoon show. Maybe you can hear somewhere. But this over the weekend took over. Social media exploded.
Yes.
On Saturday afternoon, all of a sudden I started seeing Garth trending.
And I'm like, yeah, and not in a good way.
No, no. So Garth played Friday night there, sold out, of course, in Detroit. One of his big stadium shows, the second one of 2020. Mm-hmm. And so, as most artists will do, Shania started this back, I want to say, in like 99 on her tour, where she, in every town, would go up, and now you see it all over the place, wear the jersey of whatever team is the biggest there, right? So if Garth is going to be playing AT&T, he's going to pop on with a Cowboys jersey. Kenny's done it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So then he goes on the stage, and they show a backstage picture right as he's about to go on stage. Of him in a Detroit Lions number 20 jersey. It's got the powder blue and the silver.
Right.
And it says Sanders across the back. Because the most famous and arguably the only Detroit Lion worth a darn is Barry Sanders.
Right.
Who, by the way,
Heisman Trophy winner.
Goes back to Oklahoma State days. Garth and him essentially kind of, they've known each other since they were 17.
Yeah.
So Garth was giving a shout out to Barry. The world did not take it that way.
No, they thought it was Sanders. A political statement.
They saw the Sanders in the 20, thinking Bernie Sanders 2020, and thinking Garth was making some sort of statement. This thing got incredibly out of hand so fast. And the man in the hat, Garth, he decided to take the high road. And actually, he brought Barry in on Twitter, and they were going back and forth. And he's like, Barry Sanders for 2020? I'll vote for him.
And then Barry answered back to Garth, will you be my VP?
Boy, this just got out of hand so far. But no quote from the actual Sanders. So we figured since, you know, in the interest of equal time.
Try to jump in there.
It's election year, we figure. Good morning. Is Bernie Sanders on the line here, right? Yes?
Well, no, I am very disappointed to hear that Mr. Brooks got his booty judge kicked around by the people of country music.
His booty judge. I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
Yes, very well.
Who knew you had jokes?
Huh.
I'm trying to work Tom Steyer in, but nobody knows who he is.
His ads are still running.
He keeps emailing me.
He keeps emailing
you. Yes,
he
does.
He will.
I know.
He will.
Every day.
No, I will say for the record.
For the record.
I do not even know Garth Brooks.
You don't.
Don't even know.
He's so famous.
Never met
Garth Brooks.
Oh.
I've never even heard of Garth Brooks.
Country Entertainer of the Year?
How can you not have heard?
What kind of a name is Garth anyway? What kind of a parent names the kid Garth Brooks? What is this? Is he a kid from that Wayne's World show that everybody's talking about these days? All the kids on the TikTok.
Don't tell me you're on TikTok, Bernie.
Now, if it was Barry Manilow or
Barry
Neil
Sanders.
Diamond or Sadaka, now we're talking.
Neil Sadaka.
Now, I have to go.
Okay.
Pardon me. I have to let you go.
All right, Bernie. I know you're busy.
I have to get to McDonald's before 10:30.
That's right.
Yes.
Free McMuffins for everyone.
That is, you love free.
That is true, before 10:30.
For everyone.
For everyone. There you go. He's got to go get his McMuffin.
Turn that bottle up.
We love you, Garth.
Crank it, jukebox up, and Hank it, bartend.